where there aren't any patches of algae scum. Second, a legislative audit on payday lenders shows state limits on loans may not be stopping customers from overuse. The audit found 32% are chronic users and borrowing money 7 times a year. Third, traffic and weather.
Davis County still seeing leftover slowdowns northbound I-15 from the Highway 89 split through Layton, and spots of slowing northbound Highway 89, Fruit Heights, Kaysville, on up through Layton. And we have slowing southbound I-15. It may be due to this earlier accident reported by KSL Traffic Trooper Gordon after SR-92. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
More triple-digit temperatures and thunderstorms boiling up across Utah. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake, 100 degrees. Now KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Public health officials in Florida reporting a 15th case of Zika, believed to be transmitted by mosquito bite and believed to be within the 1 square mile area of downtown, north of downtown Miami. With a travel warning in effect, a number of airlines are letting pregnant passengers change those plans.
American, JetBlue, and Delta Airlines all say they'll